Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. Please accept our apologies for the audio interference in this recording. We trust that it won't distract from the awesome word brought this morning by Faye Clark.
Good morning! How is everyone this morning? Come on! Blessed. I'm excited. So we've been doing our hashtag blessed series. If you've missed any of it, please listen on the podcast because it's been amazing. So we've been on a little bit of a journey about understanding the word blessed. And I get the privilege of tying it all together today. So, the title of today is I'm Blessed to be a Blessing. But I just want to say, before we get into the word, don't switch off thinking, oh yeah, I know I'm blessed, so that means I've got to be a blessing. Because I believe today that God wants to take us on a deeper level of understanding of what that is. So let's not look at just the surface of I'm blessed, because we are all blessed, because most of us know Jesus in here. So that automatically means that we're blessed. So, and I've had an amazingly blessed morning this morning. It's amazing. I'm blessed to be in this house with these people at this time. And that's amazing. So, yeah, I am blessed to be a blessing. So, excuse me, because I'm going to use notes this morning. Hope that's all right with you all. Not quite as confident as Pastor Shane and Steve. I've got my little crutch here, so that's, but it's all right. So the statement on hearing that initially means that we are blessed to bless others, yeah? If I said to you, I'm blessed to be a blessing, you would think, yeah, God blesses me so that I can bless others. But another connotation for that is, I am blesses us. And I was thinking about this, and God said to me, I am blessed, so that means I am blessed, but he is the I am. Yep. And God kind of turned it on its head for me to say, I am, as in the great I am, blesses, so that I can be a blessing. And I was like, I had like this massive revelation about that whole statement, because that becomes a ripple effect. And Angus has got a little picture for me. Blessed to be a blessing. And I found this and I thought, wow, yeah, I am, the great I am, blesses me. That enables me to bless others. And that becomes a ripple effect. So we are impacting lives daily because the I am blesses me. So when you say I am blessed to be a blessing, think about it like this. God, the great I am, blesses me so that I can be a blessing, not just, oh, I'm blessed. Because when we think about it like that, we take a different ownership of it. There becomes a different authority on it. There becomes a different ability to outwork something, because it doesn't become strenuous, because I am does it through us. So I'm sorry if that's really simple, but I was like, wow, that's amazing. And so I'm quite practical. So I need a couple of volunteers. Just can't decide how many now. Two to start with. Ugh. I'm so glad that everybody trusted me. Oh, go on, let's have a boy as well. Go on, Jamie. Now, I just want to say, right, when we receive something, okay, this could be a nice prize, it could be an answer to prayer, it could just be that the I Am wants to bless us. However, it could also mean that God is blessing you with the responsibility to bless somebody else. And so we have the responsibility to keep it, share it, or pass it on. So,
I'm not that mean.
I'm blessing you.
You can have this one.
And you can have this one.
Oh. Now you always should volunteer, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, so just for the podcast, I've just blessed these guys with a blessing. Now these guys have also then got a responsibility now to ask God to consult, because Pastor Shane bought this for the first week, that we have a responsibility to consult God on all things. That means everything. So if we get blessed, we have a responsibility to say to God, thank you, is that for me? Thank you, is that for me to share? Or thank you, is that for me to pass on to somebody else? not just going, oh, brilliant, thanks. Stick that in my pocket and have a nice holiday. I'm not saying that God is not blessing you to have a nice holiday. Hear what I'm saying. Now, I'm not going to make these guys accountable. They're blessed. Go and sit down. Do whatever you want. Share with it. Use it. Pass it on. Let it be a ripple effect. But let it be in the conversation of whatever you do with it, the I am has blessed me to be a blessing. Because that opens up a conversation with other people. See where I'm going? Okay. So we're going to have a look in the Word, just so you know that I have actually got a word from God. And we look at 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 to 12. And in case you're wondering why I haven't opened my Bible, it's because I've got it on my notes, so I don't have to worry about finding the right scripture. So it says this: He is able to cause all his grace to overflow in our lives, so that in all things, at all times, we will have all you need and much more besides, so that you will overflow in the way you bless others. I love that. So we're going to be blessed and we're going to overflow in the way that we bless others, because there's an overflow of abundance in our lives from the I am. As it is written, he has given generous gifts to the poor and his righteous actions will never be forgotten. The Lord supplies seed for the sower so he can have bread to eat. He will supply you with many opportunities to give so that you will reap a great harvest through your righteous deeds. As a result, you will be made rich in every way, so that you will have even more to give when the opportunity arises. Wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? So we really should be so rich in every area of our lives. And God, I don't believe that God's just talking about financially here. Pastor Shane brought last week a word about a blessed life. And I believe that richness is in every area of our life. Richness in the ability to love one another, richness in the ability to be compassionate, richness in the ability to be generous with our time, our finances, richness in every area of our lives, so that when we consult God and God tells us to do something, we already have all that we need. Which is pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And many will be thankful to God for what you have received through your generosity. And I was so struck by this verse, because this is such a key, I believe, to salvation. Because it says, and many will be thankful to God for what they have received through your generosity. That means that we have a responsibility. And that through that the I am has given us, that flows out of our lives, then other people are going to be blessed. Other people are going to be thankful. Other people that don't know Jesus are going to see what Jesus does in people's lives because he loves them.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. So you can see that this present situation will not only serve to meet the needs of God's people, but will also cause them to overflow with praise and thankfulness to God for all his provision. And I was just, when I was preparing a word, I was just struck about my lack of thankfulness. You know, I get up every day and I go to work, and sometimes I'm really grumpy about going to work. But that is a provision from the I am for me. And yet the word says here that we should be overflowing with praise and thankfulness. And every day I should be grateful because that job that God has provided specifically for me to do in this season at this time gives me the ability to be able to bless others. Not only financially bless others, but to bless others in my workplace. If I wasn't there at this time, my workplace wouldn't be as prosperous as it is. And we've just had our end of year results, and our business has grown 19% in the last year, which is pretty big. And you know, I truly believe that is because, and I know it's because it's the customer that I look after that's caused that growth. And I'm like, well, God, that's amazing, because you're anointed on my life. You've placed me in that place, and that place is prosperous because I'm there. So I should actually be getting up in the morning and thanking God for that, because the I am has blessed me. So maybe this is just revelation to me, but I was like, oh, God, so, you know, really what I need to do is get up and thank you for my job every day, rather than get up and go, oh, I don't want to go to work today. It's cold and it's dark and it's miserable. I'd much rather stay in bed. That doesn't accomplish very much, does it? All of my invitations for the ladies' weekend. Sorry, ladies' Christmas craft. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? I had a real revelation. And then verse 13 says this: At the same time, you will have demonstrated the reality of your love and so they will praise God for your loving obedience, the outworking of the faith you claim in the gospel of Christ. They will thank God for you because of your willingness to share what you have with them and others. Wow. There's like a silence. Can't everybody please give me a smile? It's so much more encouraging. This is a really encouraging word. I really want you to go out of here really encouraged today, because when I was reading this, I was like, God, you've just given us a key to salvation. Yeah. And you've already done it, because we've already got a relationship with you. We just need to recognize that I am in us is already there. And then we've got to be obedient to speak about how God's blessing us, which is just awesome. So, what does it mean? Can we put Pastor Shane's slide up, please? So we've learned that being blessed is having a supernatural power at work in us. So when we do all that is in that scripture about sharing with others, it's not about what we're sharing. It's that supernatural power at work for us that's working through us, and out of the mouth the overflow of the heart speaks. So the word that that dwells in us richly, that's already there, this blessed, the Holy Spirit, the supernatural power working for us, is already at work on our behalf. And then that got me thinking about what supernatural power is like, just because, you know, I know that Pastor Shane likes superheroes. So I decided that right now the supernatural power that I'd want is to be able to read minds. Because then I'd be able to really know what you were thinking about the Word of God. But it's all right, because the Holy Spirit already knows what you're thinking, so I don't need to. Anyway, we don't really need superpowers like that, do we? Because we've got the best superpower of all. We've got the Holy Spirit working in us, through us, and on our behalf. And he's the one that helps us to communicate effectively. And God wants us to bless others, but he wants to bless us. Blessing is his idea, as loving is his idea. We love because he first loved us. We can bless because the I Am first blessed us. So that's pretty cool. Bit basic, maybe. Some of you might be thinking it's a bit basic this morning, but I like basic, so... and I was thinking in the week, I was really praying and speaking to God, and I was thinking about that statement, because that's quite an amazing statement. If you actually let that statement sink in, if you just read it on a whole nother level than the superficial, it's words, and you let that statement really sink into your spirit and really allow it to take a hold in your life, you're going to see a whole different element of that supernatural power at work every day in everything that you do. And I've really been meditating on that this week, and I know that that has caused me to have different sorts of conversations with people, because I start to recognize it's not about me. I'm just the mouthpiece. When I get a grip of it's a supernatural power at me, that same supernatural power that raised people from the dead is at work in my life. That's an amazing statement. And we kind of, I don't know about you, but I kind of thought, oh, that's a good statement, Pastor Shane. Oh, I like that. That's amazing. But I was looking at it on a superficial level of, yeah, and I've got the Holy Spirit at work in me. And I kind of took it a little bit for granted. So, do we understand the power at work when we're blessed? So when we give our lives to God, he wants to bless us so that other people can see that he is at work in our lives. Because what that's going to do is cause people to question why. Because it's all very well to say, oh, I'm a Christian, and people are going, well, big wow. Well, what's the benefit of that? But when they start to see that supernatural power at work in you, and they start to see how Jesus blesses you by providing money so that you can take your family on holiday, by providing money for your car to get MOT'd, by simple things, just providing money for you to go shopping this week. People, you know, God providing money for you to pay an outstanding bill. And it's not just financial, it's just a lot of people in the world can understand financial blessing. So please hear me, God doesn't just bless us with finances. He blesses us with grace and mercy and love and compassion, all sorts of things that he blesses us with. And so this gives us an opportunity to speak to them about our relationship with Jesus, and a really easy opening for us to be able to testify to our relationship with God, the Lord Jesus that saves us. And that same supernatural power that is work on our behalf then gets to work on their behalf, because we've shared our story. So how many of you have been blessed over the last 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Hazel, how have you been blessed over the last 4 weeks? Other than that, you can share that with somebody at work next week. Woo! Come on! But the best thing about that is the I Am provided that job for Hazel. The I Am knew that this time would come, and the I Am knew what he was going to do at work on Hazel's behalf, so that Hazel has an opportunity to testify in her workplace of the great I Am at work on her behalf. However, she does have a choice. I just want to say that. She has a choice. But by Hazel saying that and sharing that, who knows, that little sprinkle of water might cause somebody to go, that's not the first time that's happened to Hazel. I want to know a little bit more about this God of hers, because I quite fancy a life that's blessed like that as well. So that was pretty cool. And I just want to reiterate what Pastor Shane brought the very first week, that it's our responsibility to consult the Lord on all things. But when we do that, it normally means that there's going to be something required. All right. So don't forget, we have got a responsibility to consult God on all things. But normally, it means God's going to say something. So we have to be ready and prepared to be obedient. And sometimes it's the obedience that causes the blessing to be released. And I just want to give testimony to this, in case you think that it doesn't work. So Steve and I were praying, and really felt that God asked us to increase our giving. And I was like, oh, I don't know how we're going to do this. Because he didn't ask us to increase it a little bit. He asked us to increase it quite a lot. I would probably say 35%. Of our giving, which is quite a big amount. And so we're like, how are we going to do it? We looked at our finances, like, okay, so we need to pay our tithe weekly rather than monthly, and then we can do it, God. And we got to week 3, and I said to Steve, I don't know why we've done this. Because when God said that, I was like, okay, I don't understand this, but we're going to do it. We got to week 3, and it was really, really tight. And I said to you, I don't know why have we done this. This is really tight. This is ridiculously tight. And I was like, what can we cut down on? Where can we pull in? You know, where can we save money? And anyway, we consulted God, and God said, no, I've told you to do it. You've got to trust me in it. And I was like, okay. Well, let's hope that we can get buying £10 of fuel this week. But it's all right, God, because there's a supernatural power at work. I know, it's amazing. Anyway, I got into work on the Tuesday, and my boss had been in the States. And he rang me and he said, can you come into the office? And he sounded really serious. And my boss, not normally serious, we have a very good relationship. And I thought, oh dear, I'm in trouble. Like, you know, you start to rack your brain. What have I done? What have I done? Oh no, what haven't I done? What should I have done? What have I done wrong? He said, oh, can you sit down? I need to speak to you before you get your wage slip at the end of the month. And I thought, oh, along with my thank you very much and goodbye, it must be really bad. And he said, oh, I just want to let you know that October is pay rise. So everybody's getting the normal 2.5% pay rise. I was like, oh, that's brilliant, thanks. And he said, and you know, you'll get a bonus in November because, you know, that's when it's due, and but we can't do them both together. So I was like, oh, that's fine, no worries. I thought, wow, it's better than nothing, isn't it? He said, but I just want to tell you that I have the ability to increase that, and I'm giving you a 6.5% pay rise. So 3 times the amount of anybody else. But you know the most amazing thing? That amount, after tax, is the very amount that God told me and Steve to increase our giving by. Which is amazing, testimony to God. But I just want to reiterate something. We had to consult God. God told us to do something which was quite difficult for us, and it meant that we had to change what we did to be obedient. But we did choose to be obedient. Now, if we hadn't have chosen to be obedient, would God have still released the same blessing? I don't know. Maybe he would have done, just to say, Well, if you'd have done it, you wouldn't have had anything to worry about. I don't know, but I just, you know, I want to encourage you. Sometimes we have to make a decision before we know, and that's walking in faith and believing that God's got the best for us. So yeah, God doesn't just bless us for us; He blesses us for other people, for others to see Him at work in our life. And again, I just want to reiterate that means we have a responsibility for the blessing. So I was thinking about a good example of this, and I was thinking about the human heart. Oh, Mike, I hope I get this right. So the human heart's amazing, isn't it? Because it pumps blood around our body. Okay, it goes in one valve, it sends it through another valve out around the body. I think I've got that about right. But it never stores up blood, because we would be in huge difficulty if it did. We'd die. Is that right? About right? Yeah. So the heart gets blood, and it gives blood. It gets blood. It gives blood. It never keeps it. It gets it. It gives it. It gets some more. It gives it. If it doesn't give it, we're going to die. Yes. If it doesn't give it, it can't receive any more. It's going to explode because it becomes so full. So hear what I'm saying here. It receives and it gives. It receives and it gives. The same is true for any healthy church or Christian. It first receives from God and then it gives. The giving always starts with God. It might not seem it in mine and Steve's situation. It might seem, well, you gave first. But God had already given it to us first. Yeah. Okay. So God always gives first. He gives. And then it gives and it goes. It gives and it goes. It gives and it goes. I hope this is making sense.
Yes.
John 1, 4, verse 19 says, "We love because He first loved us." And the same is true with the blessing of God. We can bless because He first blessed us. So that's amazing, isn't it? And if we know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, then God has called every single one of us to be blessed. No doubt. There should be no doubt in that. It's true. It's in the Word. It's scriptural. And He's called every single one of us to have that supernatural power at work on our behalf. And He's called every one of us to bless others by asking God what He wants us to do on all things. Then, being obedient, then that's going to change lives. It's going to change our life. It's going to change the lives of other people. And then we're going to see salvation. And I really felt that today God was giving us a key for us to be able to see on a deeper level that the I Am, the great I Am, blesses us so that we can bless other people, so that then we can share our story, so that then they can get to know this God who really loves them, who gave their life, His life for them, who's got amazing things in store for them, just as He has got amazing things in store for us. So we are blessed to be a blessing. And I don't know, I'm presuming that everybody in here knows Jesus as their Lord and Saviour today, which is a shame. It is a shame. And I'm not being negative. I had prepared my word today because I thought I need to prepare my word in the expectation that there might be nobody saved in here today. And so we're going to carry on with the word as if no one was saved in here today. And so I don't know, even today, with all these people that I know, whether you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. I don't know if you all know this supernatural power at work on your behalf, because some of you in here might not know that. You might not have experienced the Holy Spirit at work on your behalf, but it is there and it is available to you. And I do know that Jesus wants to be your friend and your Saviour and your Redeemer, and He wants you to have full access to the Holy Spirit at work in your life. And you might think, I've never, ever experienced that touch from Jesus. I've never experienced that supernatural power. But I want to experience it today. And I believe that God wants you to experience that supernatural power at work in your life today. I believe that He doesn't want one person to go away from this place today in any doubt that that supernatural power is at work in your life. And if you are in any doubt, then we're going to worship in a minute. And Pastor Shane and Steve and I are available either for you to know Jesus for the first time if you don't know him, but we're also available to pray with you for an infilling of that supernatural power, that Holy Spirit that is at work on your behalf. You might think, I have had an experience of the Holy Spirit, but I really feel I need a fresh touch in order to be able to share my story. Then, you know, don't go from this place thinking we've had 4 weeks of understanding to be blessed or teaching on hashtag blessed, because this is life-changing. Pastor Shane didn't hear from God hashtag blessed for us to have 4 weeks of infill of teaching and then go, right, what's the next thing? God wants us to know hashtag blessed. He wants us to know I am, the great I am, blesses us. He wants us to know that this supernatural power at work on our behalf is real, and it's going to impact other lives, and it's going to impact nations. And it's that supernatural power at work on our behalf that's going to cause people to come into this place and get a touch from God, to receive him as their Lord and Saviour, for us to see people come to salvation, which is what we're here for. So we're going to worship. And I just want to clarify, Pastor Shane and Steve and I are available. Don't go from this place if you don't know the Holy Spirit at work in your life today. Don't leave this place without knowing that it's available to you. And if you feel that you need a fresh touch from Jesus today, then we're available to pray with you as we worship.